WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I am Kristen Berggren with the QC Environmental Film Series. Our seventh season begins next January at a new venue, St. Ambrose Galvin Fine Arts Center Theater. To help spread the word about our move and to thank our loyal QC EFS fans, we are having a free event on Sunday, November 2nd at Galvin. From 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the lobby is EnviroConnect, an opportunity to visit and learn from local conservation and environmental groups. The Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, Nahant Marsh, Partners of Scott County Watersheds, River Action, and more will all be there. We will have drawings for prizes, fun giveaways, and popcorn. At 3 o'clock, we're excited to announce that we will show the Academy Award-winning documentary, My Octopus Teacher. Enjoy this beautiful movie on the big screen and become immersed in the South African kelp forest and swim through the ocean with filmmaker Craig Foster, who forges an unusual friendship with an octopus. The octopus shares the mysteries of her world and shows Foster that life is fragile and connections to the natural world can heal and make us whole. Our reflection speakers for after the movie are from the Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque, Iowa. Did you know that the aquarium has an octopus? They do, and we are fortunate to have their octopus handler, along with an educator from the museum, as our speakers. To give you a special sneak peek today about what we are excited about for our seventh season, I can share with you that for the first time, we are giving an Audience Choice Award to one of our documentaries. We will have our first international director as a speaker, and we'll Zoom in an environmental activist surfer for our Q&A. And I can share what movies are in our lineup. January 18th, Out There. What begins as a summer road trip becomes a seven-year odyssey, capturing untold stories of those who protect, visit, and find healing in the parks. January 25th, Out of Plain Sight. A tip prompts a Los Angeles Times reporter to discover that as many as 500,000 barrels of toxic waste have been dumped into the Pacific Ocean. February 1st, Beaver Fever. The reintroduction of beavers into the English countryside brings good results for the watersheds and also problems to landowners. February 8th, The Cigarette Surfboard. A surfer engineer creates a surfboard using 10,000 cigarette butts collected from the local beaches that become a catalyst for political activism to protect the health of our oceans. February 15th is a double feature. Kelp adventurers sail the British coast, visiting kelp farms, highlighting the importance of sustainable farming and their kelp products. The second feature is Green Buffalo. The Lower Sioux Indian community in Minnesota grow hemp and make hempcrete, a sustainable building material that has brought jobs and healthy housing to their families. March 1st, Reef Builders, documents the urgent efforts to combat coral decline in local fishing communities from Hawaii, Kenya, Australia, and Indonesia using reef stars. Please join us for a free QC EFS sneak peek on November 2nd. EnviroConnect is at 2 o'clock, and my octopus teacher is at 3 o'clock, followed by a Q&A with our reflection speakers. Hope to see you at the movies.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.